Talking today with Scott Alls. He's the state director for USDA and ODAP of their Wildlife Services Department. And we're here today to talk about some really annoying predators called black vultures. And they're not even just predators. They're getting pretty dangerous here in Oklahoma.
That's right. You know, the black vulture is, we've probably had them 15, 20 years. But I think perhaps, you know, due to remoteness, a lot of people didn't realize that they are the predator that they are. I say a lot of times when a producer, you know, found a calf being fed upon, they assumed it was stillborn or maybe taken by coyotes, when in reality, it may have been preyed on by these vultures.
So now, do they actually go and attack the cattle or in the calves? How does, tell me what their plan of attack is.
Okay. Most typically they're the biggest threat to newborn livestock, and primarily during the birthing process, they'll attack that cow and the newborn calf. And particularly if she's having issues or having a hard time having a calf and it takes a while, that really gives these vultures a chance to jump in there. And most typically the damage they do to the calf while she's trying to have it will, you know, end up being fatal damage.
And I've heard that they can start by going for the eyes, and that's kind of how they go in for the kill.
Yeah. Most typically they, you know, a lot of times we'll see the first area they attack is, you know, the eyes and the tongue. It's soft tissue. And, you know, some experts tend to think that maybe by going for the eyes, they actually cause that, you know, they'll cause that newborn to bleed out. And that's actually what causes it to die.
You're talking, though, about the black vultures, not the red, ugly vultures, correct?
That's correct. We have two kinds of vultures here in Oklahoma. One is the turkey vulture, which is the it's the redhead, you know, with the red head. The other is the black vulture. And some ways you can tell a difference. A lot of times your black vultures are in flocks or small groups, whereas your turkey vultures a lot of times are more single or singular.
And turkey vultures are not a threat.
They're not a threat to living livestock, no.
Okay. So if producers are having this issue, because I've been hearing in several cattle groups that producers are kind of having issues with these black vultures, you're not really allowed to take them out yourself, correct?
Yes, vultures are protected by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. So any take of those vultures is regulated by a permit. Now, what we've done here in Oklahoma is that ODAF has become the permit holder, and we're actually able to issue sub-permits to producers through ODAF instantaneously. Where in the past, if you went through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for a depredation permit, you know, it'd take you several weeks to receive it.
So can producers apply for this and then just kind of have that in case they would have this issue, or do they need to already be having this issue?
Well, if they've had any damage in the past, historical damage, they can go ahead and apply for it and get it issued.
And about how quickly is the turnaround, or walk us through the process?
The process is you can go to the ODAF website, the Wildlife Services tab, and you can find the link there for a permit, and then we typically can have you one approved within 24 hours.
And do producers need to just give you some factual information about kind of what's going on their farm?
Yeah, we'll ask about, you know, how much livestock they've lost in the past. And, you know, and I think the only thing that's a requirement is that it's a commercial operation and not a hobby farm or petting zoo.
Okay. Now, is there anything other than, you know, getting this permit and taking out the vultures themselves? Is there ways to keep these things away?
You know, there's ways. You can harass them a lot. It works out best if you have like a calving pasture and you can move your cattle kind of close to where you can watch them during the calving season, and you can harass. You know, I think at one time we were looking at maybe livestock guarding dogs might be a possibility, but, you know, as you know, most cattle, when they get ready to calve, they try to go hide and be by themselves. And so I don't think that's a real viable option. But I know in areas where the vultures like to roost or loaf, you can actually hang up one of the vultures that you've taken with your permit, and it will deter them from hanging around that area. Now, in a feeding area, it's not quite as effective, but definitely in the roosting and loafing areas, we can move them out by actually just hanging a dead vulture.
Gotcha. Well, they're dangerous. And are you hearing more reports of them as well?
Yeah, we're hearing a lot more reports of them. And I don't know that, like I said, I don't know that they're any more prominent than they were 5 years ago, but I think maybe we've figured out what they're doing more. And I think maybe some of the losses producers have experienced might have actually been caused by these instead of just thinking these birds were feeding on the dead calf.
So the first thing producers need to do, just go and get that permit and then they'll be protected.
Yes.
All right. Scott, thank you so much for visiting with us today. Really good information and a way to kind of combat these mean creatures going forward.
Okay. Yeah, no doubt.